live from around the world, it's time for Peter Greenberg Worldwide with America's number one frontline travel news journalist.
Around the world, the trip begins with a kiss. Rome if you want to, Rome around the world.
Get on the phone now and call 1-888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. And now, the man who travels over 400,000 miles each year, the travel detective, Peter Greenberg.
And welcome aboard Peter Greenberg Worldwide. And you think I travel 400,000 miles a year, so does my voice. So we're going to get through this together, all of us together. So thanks for bearing with me. We're coming to you today from Get Out Your Maps, boys and girls. 36 degrees, 38 minutes north, 93 degrees, 13 minutes west. And if you don't know where that is, most people don't. We're in the middle of the Ozarks. We are in Silver Dollar City, about 8 miles west of Branson, Missouri. And we're taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. And if you can't get through on the phones, you know the drill, boys and girls. Email me to peter at petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question, or problem. We'll solve it right on the air. Let's go right to an email here from Judy in Washington, D.C. She heard me talk about travel sites like Jet Setter and Vacationist and another one called offandaway.com. Would I go over the basic ideas of these sites again, and do I recommend using them? Well, I always recommend using things with a qualifier if it's necessary. What JetSetter.com is, it's part of the Gilt Group, G-I-L-T. And Jet Setter is very much like, at least in my book, the Claude Rains character in Casablanca, shocked to find out that gambling's going on at Rick's casino but collecting his winnings from the night before. We live in a state of denial when it comes to discounting luxury, and that's what Jet Setter does. You know, you'll see a hotel like the Plaza Athenaeum in New York that normally sells rooms at about $600 a night, but on JetSetter.com on certain days of the week, that same room is $286. They basically dump the room. Let's face it, an unsold hotel room is revenue that the hotel will never recoup once the sun rises. Nobody wants to admit they're doing it, and everybody gets a deal out of the deal. The hotel gets some revenue, and you get a deal, and you get to stay at the Plaza Athenaeum. So that's what JetSetter.com is. What a lot of these new sites are doing, they're specializing in basically selling unsold inventory. And if you go back to maybe 8 years ago, that's how Expedia got started. You know, they went to all these hoteliers who were then in an economic downturn saying, hey, listen, we will sell and market your unsold inventory, or what they would call your distressed inventory. And the hotel said, great, because it's money we'd otherwise not get. But here's the problem. Before anybody knew it, Expedia was selling all the inventory at that price. And the hotels got very crazed, and in some cases actually threw them out of the system. And they had to come up with everybody had to kiss and make up, and they did, and they're back, and everybody's happy. But the bottom line is, you lose nothing by going on JetSetter.com if you're looking for a luxury deal. It's just as simple as that. Now, some of these websites are what they call member-only, or by invitation only, and it sounds very exclusive. You know how you become a member? You log on. It's as simple as that. So, Judy, that's my song and dance on that. Now, my other song and dance is about frequent flyer miles these days, and it's one of my big warpath items. There are 17 trillion, this is a number I'm not making up, 17 trillion unredeemed miles out there. Think about that. And yet, many of those miles will simply expire because people like you and me will just basically give up trying to redeem them. Well, my question is this, and it's a rhetorical question, of course. What's the point of a loyalty program that doesn't reward you for your loyalty? And there's a little bit about bait and switch here, because the inducement for you to join these programs is the idea, which is marketed very strongly, that at 25,000 miles, you'll be on some beach with a pina colada stuck up your nose, and it doesn't happen. And there's a tremendous amount of frustration out there, at least with airline frequent flyer miles. And we can talk a little bit later about what hotel stays are doing in terms of their frequent staying points. But in the mileage department, I mean, and I'm by the way, I'm just as much of a victim as you are. There are only about five or six people in the world who have more miles than I do. So I'm sitting with all these millions of miles and I can't redeem them. So I'm angry as well. Here's my thought. If necessity is truly the mother of invention, then you need to have a mileage program where you can actually redeem your miles. The Wall Street Journal just did a piece recently called The Road to Redemption, and they actually rated which airlines had the best and which airlines had the most pathetic mileage programs. You know which one had the best? Southwest. You know which one had the worst in terms of the ability to redeem miles? Delta. Not a good thing. And yet, everybody wants to carry that American Express card and earn miles on Delta. There's another way to do it. And there's a new business model out, and it's done by Capital One. They have a new card out called the Venture Card. And here's the cool thing about it. First of all, they're giving you double miles for anything you buy, anything. There's no blackout period. There's no expiration date. There's no cap. That's always key to the number of miles you can earn in any one year. All right, that sounds all well and good, but then you still have to redeem them, right? Well, not necessarily. It doesn't work that way. The miles or the points that you earn, actually, there's a financial formula for this, translate into actual dollars. So if you earn 30,000 miles, that's $300 you can spend. 40,000 miles, $400 you can spend. So at that 40,000-mile level, what do? You spend $400 that you've earned and buy yourself an airline ticket or a hotel room or a cruise. And so the cool thing about this card is not only do you earn a lot of miles, but you know when you get it that you're actually going to be able to use the miles that you've earned. You've seen all these offers now from airlines trying to give you additional alternate ways to redeem miles other than by, you know, getting an airline ticket, like a magazine subscription. Well, we ran the math on this one. If you actually figure out that 54% of mileage earned is earned on the ground, that means by using your credit card to buy groceries or fill up your gas tank, that means you're getting 1 mile per dollar, right? That means for a 25,000-mile award, you've already spent $14,000 in real dollars, okay? Not counting the rest of the money that you spent to earn the miles on actual airplane flights. So let's do that math. If they want you to say, hey, we'll redeem the miles for a Reader's Digest subscription and it'll cost you 8,000 miles. Do you really want to spend $4,000 for a magazine subscription to Reader's Digest? Are you nuts? You know how many people are doing it? A lot, because they're figuring, well, they're just sitting here anyway and I can't use them, so I'll subscribe to magazines I don't even want to read just to get something. You know, I remember the days when you open up an account at a bank, you got a toaster. This is bad news. Guys, this is not the way to do it. If you've got a lot of miles sitting around, what you need to do is book about 330 days out. Think partner airlines. If it's the One World Alliance, it's not just American, it's British Airways, it's Qantas, it's Royal Jordanian, Iberia. If it's the Star Alliance with United, it's SAS and Lufthansa and Thai. Get creative. Think alternate routings. Think alternate cities. Do not let your miles sit in some bank. I don't trust the airlines as airlines. Why would I trust them as banks? And then you might want to consider some of these new financial products like the Venture Card from Capital One, simply because it's transparent. Nobody's promising something they're not delivering. You know exactly what you're earning. You know exactly what you can use. And the cool thing is you don't have to be up in your bathrobe at 3 o'clock in the morning hoping against hope that somebody will give you a frequent flyer seat to Hawaii that you thought you earned. Anyway, that's my diatribe for today. When we come back, we're going to talk about, well, couch surfing. No, not necessarily here in Silver Dollar City. Anywhere you travel, that's a way to save money. It's a little weird, but a lot of people are doing it. Back with more of Peter Greenberg Worldwide from Silver Dollar City right after this.
The Peter Greenberg Worldwide phone lines are open now, so call us at 1-888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. This segment of Peter Greenberg Worldwide is proudly brought to you by
GoRVing.com. With new RVs starting at just $5,000, years of great vacations just got more affordable and convenient. To get started on your road trip dream, visit GoRVing.com. Go affordably. Go RVing.
Now back to Peter Greenberg.
Coming to you from a 2,000-acre forest in the Ozarks in Missouri, otherwise known as Silver Dollar City. We're about 8 miles west of Branson, Missouri. Talking about that a little bit later in the show. We're taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. And if you can't get through on the phones, or you just get tired of listening to my terrible voice today, you can always email me to peter@petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question, or problem. We'll solve it right here on the air. You know, we had one of our regular guests on the show, Johnny Jett, who has a great website, by the way, johnnyjet.com, great resource for anything you want to know, was the first person to turn me on to this. And I thought, wow, this sounds so weird. And yet so many people are doing it, especially with the economic downturn. And we're going to talk about that with our next guest, who's the assistant editor for independenttraveler.com. She writes about it, but I'm going to find out if she's ever done it. It's called couch surfing. Her name, Caroline Costello. Hey, Caroline.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. So have you ever done couch surfing? Come on, the truth.
I haven't actually done it, but a few weeks ago I did go to a couch surfing get-together in Amsterdam. And I must admit, I was very skeptical about the whole thing. It's a little bit unnerving if you think about it, but it totally changed my mind.
Now, wait a second. You said a couch surfing get-together. Let's first of all explain what couch surfing is. Go ahead.
Well, essentially, you're sleeping on somebody's couch.
there you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
But there are communities of travelers online that you can hook up with and create a profile, and you look for travelers who are offering their couches, whether it's, it could be, you know, a sleeping bag on the floor, it could be a spare bedroom, and it's all free. So you're staying in a stranger's home, but this person is offering his house up for travelers. And generally, they like to show you around the city. So you'll get a lot of people who are really interested in showing off their hometown.
All right, but I've got to ask the obvious question. I know it's free.
Yes.
But how do I know where I'm staying, who I'm staying with, that it's not, you know, John Wayne Gacy, that it's not a serial killer or a sexual
right.
predator?
Right, that is the question. And,
come on in, little girl. You can sleep for free on my couch. That doesn't work for me on dates.
Yeah, well, there are precautions in place. Couchsurfing.org is one of the most popular websites.
What are the precautions?
They have an address verification system. Essentially, it's through the mail. They verify your address. And the main safety precaution is the reviews. You don't want to stay on a couch if the person doesn't have any reviews. And if you look at the profiles on couchsurfing.org, people have sometimes hundreds of reviews because these people do this all the time. So you're trusting the word of other travelers.
Yeah, you are. I mean, I'm sort of still a little skeptical about this because what's to stop me from writing my own reviews?
What's to stop you from writing your own reviews?
Yeah.
I guess you would have to make up a different profile every time you did it, and
so I got it. I'm going to sleep. You know what it is?
But
I got it, Caroline.
If you click on the, you can click on the people who wrote reviews, and
yeah.
they often have reviews because they're usually couch surfers themselves. So it will probably be a little bit hard to do that.
Unless you're staying at Sybil's house, the multiple personality review.
It's always a possibility, so you always want to be safe.
All right, but the good news is, sure. But the good news is, you said you went there, you checked it out, and you changed your mind.
It did.
Why?
Everybody I met was very warm and open, and I met a lot of people who had couch surfers staying on their couches, and I talked to the people staying on the couches, and these people do it all the time. It's the only way they travel, and everyone was very nice and friendly, and it just was a unique experience.
Today, right after our show, I'm going to start taking out an ad in couchsurfing.org saying, I got the friendliest couch in town.
You should do it.
No, yeah, thanks a lot. Okay. Now let's move on because this intrigued me. Why are grocery stores my best friend?
Grocery stores are amazing because you can get really gourmet meals. You can get local foods. Think Scottish shortbread or Dutch cheeses, and you get them at local prices. So you're not going to a restaurant and getting gouged with the tourist menu. You can save a lot of money and have a great meal.
Or go to the farmers markets.
Right, definitely.
I do that every time I go to a city, especially in Europe. I always ask where the farmers market is and when it is, and that's very cool. And I'll give you one that you probably don't know about, and that is, and I'm sure this has happened to most of my listeners when they travel, especially overseas, you'll be in some market or you'll be at a restaurant and discover a new kind of a cheese or a new kind of wine or mm-hmm. anything that you really can't bring back with you, especially a cheese. Or a salami or a dried meat, and you know the brand, but you're still stuck because you can't get it on the plane, or it'll stink up the place. There's a website out there called iGourmet.com, just one word, the letter I, and then gourmet.com, and they basically promise you that whatever you find overseas, they not only know how to source it, they will deliver it to your home in the United States. And to prove that point the other day, I found in Milan, the creamiest gorgonzola I'd ever found. It was great. Well, you know you can't take that on the plane. They'll throw you off. So I wrote down the name of it, and I went online to these guys. I said, okay, I'm giving you the challenge. I want this. A day and a half later, it arrived at my house. Unbelievable.
Wow.
Now, you pay for it, but you see, with all the money you save from couch surfing, you can eat really well now. Now,
that's true.
Now, I know that this is something, if you really want to be an independent traveler, you got to seek out the coolest laundromats, right?
Yes. And I have a trick for this.
I'm ready.
Okay, use Google Maps, and you find a laundromat near a really cool cafe or a restaurant that you want to go to, and you can eat while you wash.
Okay, now I got a really cool tip. You're going to love this. And I'll even give credit to the person who gave it to me, because you're not going to believe who that person was. It was the late Merv Griffin, who told me that as much money as he made, and he made gazillions, the one thing he hated more than ever was to stay at a hotel and realize they were going to charge him $12 to launder his shirt or to dry clean his shirt. So what he would do, this is Merv Griffin now, okay? I'm not making this up. He would find a thrift shop in the neighborhood, and he would donate his shirts to the thrift shop, which, of course, what would they first do? They'd launder them, and he'd go back the next day and buy them back for
$4. That's genius.
And you know what? It was a win-win because they got money, and he didn't have to spend all that money for laundering shirts at the hotel. I mean, how wild is that? But it was brilliant, right? I mean, you don't think about those things, but when you think about it, it's. I'll tell you what I do. If I go to Asia, it is cheaper for me to buy a new shirt in Bangkok than it is to have the hotel launder. Just to buy one retail.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Yeah, they really rip you off with that. I often wash clothes in my sink. And you can buy a little travel bottle of detergent, hang it to dry, fresh clothes in the morning.
And don't forget my new website, sinksurfing.com, because it's where you actually spend the night in the sink with your laundry. No, I'm kidding. No. I'm kidding. But what's your overall major do not leave home without it tip?
Just general travel tip?
Yeah.
You know, I have to go with laundry. We were just talking about it, and it literally saves me so much money in baggage fees. And I take half as much. If you do your laundry once during the trip, take half as many clothes. And I've never done a trip more than less than a week that I haven't done my laundry.
Now, my producer, Jordan Whitley, is sitting here in the clothes she wore on the plane yesterday because her bag did not get to Springfield, Missouri. Her bag went to Honolulu because she checked it. Are you checking any bags these days, or are you a backpacker all the way?
Backpacker all the way. I actually was forced to check my bag on my last trip home because they said it weighed too much. I guess it didn't weigh too much on the way there, but somehow it weighed too much on the way back, and I didn't buy anything. So I was very nervous because I had a connecting flight, and they've lost my luggage before. So you just have to make sure you have all your essentials packed in your carry-on if you're going to check your bag.
And by the way, you know, your story about the weight of the bag is not unusual. You know, if I go to the supermarket, the scales at that supermarket have to be inspected by the city. There are city inspectors who inspect the fruit scales, the meat scales, you know, to the things that the grocery store weighs before they sell me something, that the butcher sells. Who inspects the scales at the airport?
No one.
Exactly. So there's a new gadget that's made, which I love. It fits on the handle of your bag, and also it's a scale. You just hang your bag on the handle, and it tells you exactly what it weighs. You bring it with you, so when they tell you it weighs too much, you go, no, it doesn't, and it's digital, and it's right. So there you go.
Great idea. Does that work, though? Do they argue with you?
They argue with you, but you know what? If you're within 2 or 3 pounds, they'll let you go because they don't want to waste any more time. Anyway, yeah. Caroline Costello, assistant editor for independenttraveler.com. You can find her sleeping on your couch, doing her laundry in your sink in a neighborhood near you. Thanks, Caroline. We really appreciate that. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the music scene in Branson, and it might really surprise you. Back with more of Peter Greenberg Worldwide right after this.
To participate in the program and speak with Peter Greenberg, call 1-888-887-3837 or visit petergreenberg.com. The Peter Greenberg Worldwide phone lines are open now. Vacation, oh, everyone's in vacation. So call us at 1-888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. Once again, here's your host, Peter Greenberg.
3 minutes after the hour, Peter Greenberg here coming to you from Silver Dollar City in Missouri, taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. Let me tell you one of the things I've learned in my short stay here, and that is there are no such things as short stays in this part of Missouri. Almost everybody I've met has come here and they don't leave. They stay. When you think about the entertainment business that of being very transient, being very ephemeral, it's amazing when you think about the fact that Branson's got 50 theaters, 100 music shows just about every night. And the people who are in those theaters, the people who are performing, they're not just like here on a one-week gig. They're here. And my next guest, I think, is a testament to that. He's been here 16 years. We're going to find out why he came and, of course, why he stayed. His name is Bucky Hurd, and he's been on stage here with everybody from Glenn Campbell to Mickey Gilley, Jim Stafford, The Platters, Andy Williams, who will be on the show a little bit later, Bill Medley, of course, of the Righteous Brothers. And Bucky Hurd, what brought you here?
Well, Peter, thanks for having me on the show. I was actually working for Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines for 4 years back in the early 90s.
So you escaped.
Yeah, I escaped the ships. Yeah,
talk about staying somewhere. Most people don't realize that when you're working on a cruise ship, what is it, 4 months on and two months off?
That's how they get you. You make enough money in 4 months, and then 2 months, you blow it all, so you have to come back.
But how do you maintain sanity for 4 months?
It ain't easy, man. I was young.
No. And stupid. Okay, just checking.
Yeah. I don't know if the second part's changed or not, but we did a lot of scuba diving and stuff like that. I enjoyed the outdoors.
So you had some off time on the show.
Yeah.
But you didn't tell me how you got here, though.
Well, it's kind of a unique story. I was working on the ships, and during Branson doesn't really have an off season anymore. We used to have 3 or 4 months off, but now it's pretty much year round. And during the off season in January, February, a lot of the big entertainers like Yakov, Jim Stafford, John Davidson would come out on the cruise ships. Stafford came out of one of the ships, his drummer, they lost his luggage, as you were talking about earlier.
And so it all goes back to lost luggage.
Oh,
my God.
But his name is James Engel. And the cruise director, I was working on the entertainment staff, and he introduced me to James. I let him borrow some clothes so he could do the show that night with Stafford. He came on as music director. And
On the ship.
Yeah. So as a favor, he's like, well, you know, why don't we go out after the show? You know, he goes, I've got a car. I'll go out. We'll grab a bite to eat. So we got to be buddies, and he invited me to come to Branson. My wife and I, my girlfriend at the time, my wife now, we came up here back in 94 on a vacation, took him up on his offer. While we were here, we auditioned for shows. We both got job offers, and we were like, well, we'll stick around for a year or two, and 16 years later, I'm still here.
Now, you do a show specifically for kids, too.
Yes, sir. I wrote and produced a show called Rockumentally. It's kind of in the vein of the old Schoolhouse Rocks, Conjunction Junction and all that. We're trying to, of course, Silver Dollar City has Kids Festival, but we wrote and produced this show, and we're opening July 17th at Dick Clark's American Bandstand Theater, is where I also perform as one of the Blues Brothers.
Oh, stop.
I am. That's why I've got these great sideburns, Peter.
But you're not wearing the glasses today.
No, not today. And my partner still crashed, so he wouldn't get up and come in with me. But
now, we always do this segment called Ask the Locals. So if you're going to go to Branson, what's your favorite local spot that's not in the brochure where you like to eat?
Man, I have to say Billy Gale's. It's not far from Silver Dollar City either. It's just an eclectic, cool little place. It used to be a gas station, which might turn you away initially, but it looks like a little log cabin. There's a flea market attached to it, but the food is, especially the breakfast, their blueberry pancakes are off the charts, man.
You know what I noticed in Branson? Everything's always attached to something.
Mostly food. Food or shows, man.
Have you gained weight since you got here?
Oh, man, I did, but fortunately, doing the John Belushi role, that works in my favor, so... It's the only job I've had where they encourage you to gain weight.
What's the one thing that surprised you the most when you came here?
I guess just the variety of shows here that were offered. I mean, I always thought Branson of being country music mainly. But when you come here, there's Cirque-style shows. There's the Legends of Kung Fu just came in town. Of course, you've got Yakov. You've got all the great shows here at SDC. And then I work at Dick Clark's American Bandstand Theater for a show called Legends in Concert.
And you got a big piece, but you got like a big horn section.
Oh, yeah. I've got a show band that plays after hours at Dick Clark's Club 57 called the Horn Dogs. And we've been playing together for about 15 years. I auditioned for them as their lead vocalist in the basement of Mickey Gilley's Theater. And we thought we'd just be playing for a year or two. And we've been going for 16 years strong. We play every Friday night at Club 57 at Dick Clark's.
Then you talk about Yakov Smirnoff. I don't think he ever leaves Branson.
You know, just this year, he started doing more road things. He's got a show called Moscow Circus, which is, like I said, another great variety show that, you know, it's just all kinds of different entertainment.
But when you first came to Branson, you came to perform. Did you know about Silver Dollar City at all?
You know, I really, I think I'd heard of it, but I had no idea what it was. When we came into Branson, we just came on a whim.
Have you been down to Marvel Cave?
I have been down to Marvel Cave.
Okay, I just asked.
Absolutely. That was one of the first things I did, was go down to the cave, man.
Have you been back since?
No, I went once. That was good.
You've done the cave.
I did the cave, man. I have to say I did it, man. Yeah.
Have you done the rides?
Rode everything here. It's great.
Really?
Yes, sir. Well, I worked here for, I was here for my first season. Actually, my first job I got was here emceeing a show at the Riverfront Playhouse. That was my first job.
Wow.
Back in 94. And then they didn't have anything for me that Christmas. So I said, you got anything? I'll work, whatever I can do. And so they put me in the raccoon suit, and I rode around on a two-seater bike with a bear.
I would like to see a photograph of that, maybe after the show.
I got him burned, man.
No. We'll find that. Bucky Hurd. And you can see him, of course, with Rockumentally in Branson, Missouri. We'll be back with more of Peter Greenberg Worldwide from Silver Dollar City. Get that suit. I want to see that raccoon suit. We'll be back right after this.
Call now to talk to Peter Greenberg at 1-888-887-3837 or email him at peter@petergreenberg.com. This segment of Peter Greenberg Worldwide is proudly brought to you by
Continental Airlines. With over 260 destinations in more than 50 countries, Continental makes it easy to create your own worldwide tour. Continental Airlines. Work hard. Fly right.
Now back to Peter Greenberg.
It's 43 minutes after the hour. Peter Greenberg here with you from Silver Dollar City in Missouri. Taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER, and I apologize for my voice, but I'm not going to apologize for the next voices you're going to hear because you know these voices for 13 years on the Lawrence Welk Show. And I'm sorry, guys, I'm now feeling like I'm going. Yeah, I'm going to go check into the home immediately. But, you know, they're still rerunning the show. I still see it.
Oh, that's right. It's still on after 50-some years. It's still on in reruns.
And, of course, those voices you're hearing are the Lennon sisters.
Good morning, Peter.
How are you guys?
We're good.
I mean, I watch those shows, and you know what? It's sort of like we've come full circle, because when I first watched the show, it was like, okay, this is the beginning of television entertainment. It was the same era of the Ed Sullivan Show, the TV variety show. And then, of course, all those shows, one by one, even Carol Burnett, they went away. Nothing's come back since. And now you look at TV Land or some of the other, you know, cable operators, and there you are again.
It's incredible to us that we still see us, that the Lawrence Welk Show never went off the air, ever. I think it's the longest running television show ever, and it's on PBS, and it's amazing.
And that bubble machine is still working.
Probably still is, and still staining all of our costumes.
Did it really?
Oh, yeah.
Are you serious?
It did. I think later it got better. But
what brought you guys here to Missouri?
Wow. You know, we had done different television shows. We wrote our autobiography. We got our star on the Walk of Fame and all that. And we thought, you know what? That's about it, you know? And then Larry Welk Jr. called us and said, I'm opening a theater in Branson, Missouri.
And you said, where's Branson?
We said, what's a Branson?
Yeah, yeah.
And we got a call from Andy Williams, the Osmond Brothers, and John Davidson. We said, tell us about Branson. They said, oh, my gosh, your family belongs here. You need to come. So that was in 1994, spring of 1994, and we thought that we were just going to come for maybe a year or so, and now we are going to be celebrating our 17th Christmas season working at the Welk Resort.
Wow.
Amazing.
Well, you know, when you think about it, and you take a look at who the artists are who were here before you, mm-hmm. and who are still here, by the way.
Right.
I mean, you can't get more all-American than that.
There's just something for everyone here. I mean, we always say you can bring a 2-year-old or an 82-year-old to any show in town, and now there's over 40 shows in town, and it's just it's a wonderful place to live. Oh my gosh, we live in a little piece of heaven here, and here we are. We're all Venice Beach, L.A. kids.
That's what I was asking.
but we love.
Hey, listen, I'm a Marina Del Rey guy, so I'm right next door to you. Yeah,
we grew up in Venice, and we thought, well, you know, maybe a year or two, and here we are, 17 mm-hmm. years later, and we love.
But I mean, at one point you toured with Lawrence Welk. You were all over the place.
Right? Oh, we've been all over the country.
Yeah, and we worked in Las Vegas with Andy Williams for 10 years. And we, every television show, like you said, Variety, Ed Sullivan, Perry Como, et cetera, and then every county fair and all. And we had heard about Silver Dollar City.
I have a news bulletin for you.
Yeah.
You don't know this.
Okay.
I was on the Perry Como show for 6 years.
Oh, were you really?
Wait, what did you do?
I sang and I danced.
Were you in the group when we were on?
Was it?
I probably will. I'll tell you.
The Ray Charles Singers?
Ray Charles Singers, the Peter Gennaro. See?
Oh, my gosh.
Mitch Ayers and his orchestra.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
come
then
on.
We did the show.
Yeah.
We did the show.
Maybe it was like it with you.
Sing to me, Mr. C.
Letters, we get letters.
Letters, we get letters. We get sent of letters.
I remember, and every year until I got too big for my age, I was on from like 7 till 12, right? I was also one of the little kids at the end of the year we did the Christmas story to.
Oh, that was wonderful. Oh.
Yeah.
Everybody looked forward to that every year, as they did on the Lawrence Welk show, too.
Yeah,
sure.
We did the Christmas show many times with Perry Como.
Exactly. And what did he always sing every year?
Ave Maria. And now we do it.
We do that at the end of our show.
Really?
We do. In Branson.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
That's our thing.
But, you know, here it is. You know, it's one thing to do a television show. You're on there 1 week, and you may come back 2 or 3 months later. You may go on tour. You may not come back for 3 or 4 years later. You've been here how long?
Well, you mean how many years have we been working?
No, in Branson.
16 years.
Yeah, it's our 17th season. Yeah.
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought?
When
ever.
We first moved here, we had a Lawrence Welk show, which had a lot of the stars from the show. And that was for many years, maybe about the first 10 years. Mm-hmm. And we did over 300 shows a year. And now we do 6 weeks at Christmas with... For 3 years, it was with the Gatlin brothers, which we had so much fun with them. And then this is our third year with Tony Orlando.
Wow.
And he's a riot.
He's lost a lot of weight.
He's He looks fabulous.
Yeah. Yeah. But are the girls back with him?
No.
We're his Don.
Oh.
No. Not really. Well, we do it.
Kind of dusk.
Guys, stay with me. When
sure.
we come back, we're going to talk a little more Memory Lane stuff and then a little bit more Branson stuff, okay?
Absolutely. We'll do a song teaser, too.
I'll do it. Did I surprise you about Perry Como?
Absolutely.
I got more surprises when we come back.
Good.
Stay with me, guys.
The Peter Greenberg Worldwide phone lines are open now, so call us at 1-888-88-PETER. That's 1-888-887-3837. To participate in the program and speak with Peter Greenberg, call 1-888-887-3837 or visit petergreenberg.com. Now back to Peter Greenberg Worldwide.
52 minutes after the hour, coming to you from Silver Dollar City in Missouri. I'm with Kathy, Janet, Mimi, the Lennon sisters.
Yeah.
Who are trying to recover from the fact that they just thought I was just a travel guy, and then they found out I used to sing and dance on the Perry Como show. This is scary stuff, even for me.
Amazing.
But, you know, when we talk about the era of variety shows and music variety shows on television, and it's something that I remember so well as a kid, because it brought families together. You'd sit around the TV if you had a TV, or you went to your neighbor's house if they had a TV, and that's what you did on Saturday night.
Right. It's amazing. Here in Branson, after the shows, we always talk to the people and take pictures and sign autographs. And the stories they come up with, like, oh, as a family, and they always have tears in their eyes, remind them of their parents and their grandparents dancing in the living room to the music. And they always bring up food. You know, we had hot dogs on Saturday night, or we always had chocolate and marshmallows, or it was a family thing.
Sure.
And there's not that many shows today that the whole family can watch without being embarrassed by some age.
But then again, Branson is known for family entertainment.
It really is.
Although I do have a bone to pick. Okay. And because when I watch the reruns of your show, the outfits.
Oh my God. And that bouffant hair. I mean, you had
the biggest hair I've ever seen.
We couldn't get it, our arms high enough to wrap the rest.
There was a fan that used to come here that would bring magazines of my sisters with their poofy hair. And we called him the hair guy. He called himself the hair guy because he just would wait every week to see how big they could tease their hair and spray it.
But there's something else. So, okay. That was the hair.
Uh-huh.
Now let's talk about the outfits.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
How
was
embarrassing.
Was everything powder blue and polyester? Come on.
The polyester for sure.
It's a lot of chiffon and a lot of crepe crinoline slips. And we always think people are going to come to our show and think we're going to stand there with an accordion and little flary skirts. We still think that.
Well, you know what? I mean, when you look at the show now, I mean, you know, it's a piece of history, which is great.
Yeah.
But there was never a short skirt.
Oh, no.
No. In fact, our swan song was, I think we wore mini dresses one time.
On the
and
Jerry...
that was sort of like...
Now,
well,
wait, this, and that was the swan song.
Well, yes. Yeah. I mean, we wore mini dresses on the Jerry Lewis show, and like the week after that, Mr. Wilkes said, I don't know whether this image is right anymore.
Really? That's the truth. Yeah.
But he was all about image.
Absolutely.
Yes. Right.
He knew what his people wanted. He knew what his people loved. And he used to say that. We'd come in and say, can we do, you know, and we'd pull up like a Ronette song
or a Beatles song. So you guys were the rebels.
Well, we were teenagers, see. We were young kids. And Jenna was only 9 when we started. And I was 12. And we wanted to do these new numbers. And he'd come in and he'd say, and we'd do that whole arrangement of a Beatles song. And he'd say, I don't think my audience would enjoy this. And then it was like we were dead. We had to go back to singing Among My Souvenirs or something.
But you did it.
This is Mimi talking. And I joined my sisters 12 years ago when Dee Dee and Peggy retired 12 years ago. So, and I was just a baby when my sister started on the show. So, and when I was little and I would see them on the show, it was like, I wanted to see them do a, you know, a Beatle number or a whatever, but we knew that wasn't the Lawrence Welk thing, you know, and then when they'd get a little jazzy and do a little dancing, it was like, yeah, you know, but like they said, it was the swan song, but we do a lot of that in our show here now, so.
Oh, yeah, we do have such a big variety.
Right, yeah. Absolutely.
And let me tell my audience, there's not one big hair woman here today.
No, nor crinoline dress.
I know, but do you still have any of them?
Yes. Oh, yes, we do. We're thinking about eBay.
No, wouldn't it be great in the show just to come out and do a costume change and do it?
That's what people think.
I would be way too embarrassed. Peter, come on.
No, but they get to laugh along with you at that point.
If I could just hold it up. I don't know if I want to put it on. They'd still fit, though, I got to say.
They really do.
We're proud of that. So.
How often do you get back to Venice at all?
Oh, a couple times a year. Mm-hmm. We miss the ocean. We love the Midwest. We never knew what seasons were, ever. So now when it's hot and it's humid and all, it's like, what? It's raining in the summer? I mean, it's like, we can't believe that.
Snow in the winter, it's beautiful.
But we miss the beach, that ocean breeze.
Of course.
The only thing that's really, and we still have family back there. We're 11 children in our family. So
Oh my God.
You know, 34 of us moved here to Branson to work. And we always say we came in covered wagons. But we still have a large family in Venice, California still.
You miss the beach until you get back to Los Angeles, and it's called the Marine Layer.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. So how often are you performing now?
Now we're down to 6 weeks at Christmas time, and we open November 1st through, I think it's December 11th or 12th, with Tony Orlando. It's a fabulous Christmas show. Of course, he's so full of energy and so much fun, and we get to sing with him.
And the Christmas in the Ozarks is unbelievable. I mean, it's every twinkle lights everywhere.
And
it's
that'd be a brave new world for you, because that wasn't what you were expecting.
No, we didn't know. I mean, Branson, we just every day surprises us with running to Dick's Five and Dime because we have to, or the Titanic, or down to the new, you know, landing. And there's so much variety. And then the food and everything, we just have fallen in love with it.
So let me see if I get this right. For 46 weeks of the year, you're shopping and eating.
And boating.
And
running out on the lake, exactly. Going flea marketing.
See? You're busted.
In Silver Dollar City with our families. Yeah. It's incredible.
You like this place.
Oh, we love this place. And at Christmas, oh my gosh.
You just can't even
imagine how beautiful it is. So
I love it.
Can we give you a tease of our Christmas show?
Real quick.
Okay. So
have yourself a merry little Christmas now. Merry Christmas to
What a way to end this hour. I love it. That was Mimi, Janet, and Kathy, the Lennon sisters. We'll be back with my harmonics. No. With more of the show from Silver Dollar City in Missouri, 8 miles west of Branson, and all their flea marketing. We'll be back with more of Peter Greenberg Worldwide right after this.
You've been listening to Peter Greenberg Worldwide. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com.